Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 90 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. State lawmakers will now have the responsibility of pandemic-related mandates. Local hospitals will be supported by additional federal resources and the National Guard. Area hospitals are adjusting safety protocols. Conservative lawmakers are vowing to work with Kentucky's governor. Students at the University of Kentucky and Marshall are returning to classes this week. In sports, a Moorhead State football player is getting noticed in the preseason. Patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 70 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Governor Andy Beshear says state lawmakers will bear some responsibility in charting Kentucky's path through the pandemic following a Supreme Court ruling placing new restrictions on his executive authorities. A high court decision ushered in new restrictions on the scope of the governor's powers and arrives at a time when the state is witnessing at or near record high test positivity and an overburdened health care system. Steve Haynes, nursing director of the intensive care unit at Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center, said his facility is seeing a grim rinse and repeat when it comes to bed space after a COVID patient has passed.
We'll take somebody out, we'll take them to the morgue when we just can't save them, and there's somebody waiting 2 minutes later.
And setting state policy will soon rest on the shoulders of the General Assembly, which passed laws requiring new legislative approval of things like statewide mask mandates. In his briefing on Monday, Beshear indicated his initial talks with lawmakers have been productive, and he hopes they will opt to extend Kentucky's state of emergency.
And my hope is at the very least, we could do a special session that be authorized and whatever limitations that the legislature wants to put on it or requirements. Okay, in the end now, that's their call.
For now, Beshear is calling up additional National Guard to help in hospitals and requesting more medical staff through FEMA. Beshear is asking for federal aid to help hospitals that are stretched thin. Facilities are adding COVID units and, in some cases, refrigerator trucks for patients who die. St. Clair Regional Medical Center went to code yellow yesterday, meaning they're having to redistribute resources to treat patients. Rowan County has reported 72 new COVID-positive cases since Friday. St. Clair Chief Medical Officer Dr. William Milan says the facility is making adjustments as the numbers continue to rise.
We currently have more critical patients than beds, so we're in a temporary overflow intensive care unit, or we wouldn't be able to do it.
Milan says even a small local disaster would overwhelm the resources at St. Clair. Governor Beshear is asking for nurses and EMS strike teams. The National Guard is also being deployed to hospitals that are trying to save lives, but health officials say the demand is overwhelming. As the number of COVID-19 cases in the Commonwealth increase, health officials are becoming more concerned. Other area hospitals are also beginning to enforce additional safety protocols. Just this week, Advent Health Manchester officials announced that the hospital would suspend all in-person visits because the Delta variant is now impacting all ages. Dr. Fareece Kattar, an ARH infectious disease expert, tells WYMT vaccinations would help to alleviate the pressure Kentucky hospital staff are feeling.
We still have not reached our peak yet. We still yet to see a peak. So this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Kattar says he fears the hospital will run out of patient beds soon. Top Republican lawmakers are promising to work with Governor Beshear to fight COVID-19 after a court ruling cleared the way for new limits on the Democratic governor's emergency powers. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has a story.
Kentucky Republicans cheered the state Supreme Court ruling Saturday. It ordered a lower court to dissolve an injunction that for months had blocked the GOP-backed laws. It comes as the highly contagious Delta variant drives up coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in Kentucky. According to LEX 18, Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who defended the laws in court, urged Beshear to consult with lawmakers and find consensus on what is needed to protect Kentuckians. One of the new laws limits the governor's executive orders in times of emergency to 30 days unless extended by lawmakers. Under another measure, businesses and schools have to comply with either COVID-19 guidelines from the governor or the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They could follow whichever standard is the least restrictive. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVYradio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WIVY proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
Students returned to the University of Kentucky campus yesterday. The date arrives with the school still short of the vaccination goal it hopes to hit early in the semester. The university has been pressing hard to reach 80% vaccination against COVID-19 on campus. As of August 18th, that number stood at 72.5%. But new students won't be included in that number until early September, as self-reported vaccination documents are still being tallied. It's an effort the school hopes will provide serious protection, along with universal masking rules now in place. While COVID-19 vaccination isn't being required, UK spokesman Jay Blanton says those who choose not to get the shot will have more items on their to-do list.
And you're going to be testing on a regular basis, like we had students test on a regular basis last school year. If students are not vaccinated, they're going to have to complete a daily screener every day at that health app that we've got. And if students don't follow those requirements, and we think they will, they'll be referred to our Office of Student Conduct for follow-up.
Unvaccinated students will need to complete their entry test by this Friday. The school currently puts its rolling 7-day average at 25 cases. Several students at Marshall University were greeted with mold while moving into their dorm rooms. The university has received reports of mold in 10 rooms since move-in day. Faculty members are in the process of transferring students to different rooms until the mold issue is resolved. An anonymous Marshall student tells WYMT she was surprised when she first moved in.
And I thought that it was just a stain on the bed when we first went in there and everything. No, that ended up being just caked in mold. Part of the wood on the cabinets, they're like peeling off because of like the wetness and the mold.
Officials are in the process of cleaning the rooms, replacing ceiling tiles, and installing dehumidifiers. Maintenance workers think the mold was caused by an adjustment in the room's airflow and last week's rainy weather. A new study shows American kids are returning to school an average of 4 to 5 months behind in their learning, and it's worse for low-income students and students of color, who on average are 5 to 7 months behind. Save the Children is among the nonprofits trying to help students across the country catch up. Catherine Miller, who helps lead West Virginia's program, notes during the COVID lockdown, they saw many students lacked home tools to learn well there, for instance, and some lived with grandparents who may not have the knowledge of or access to technology.
The access to internet was a huge struggle that we saw here in West Virginia. And even if the family has access to internet, the stability and quality of the internet often does not allow for remote access to learning resources and tools.
Save the Children's West Virginia programs this past year supported nearly 30,000 kids across the state. A Lexington program is trying to inspire change amidst two shootings early Sunday morning. Three adults were taken to the hospital and one adult died on the scene. One Lexington is attempting to make a difference. Program leader Divine Karama tells WKYT their goal is to combat the violence.
What I want people to understand is a lot of our people are hurting, and we're working on building synergy within those people so we can work together.
He says Lexington is becoming safer and better than ever. The city is just currently in a rough patch. The Round County Coroner is investigating the death of a Greenup County man. A release from the coroner's office says 39-year-old Arthur White was found not breathing at a distribution center at the MMRC Industrial Park on Saturday. He was found in the back of a semi-trailer he had been loading by another employee. White was transported to St. Clair Healthcare and pronounced deceased just before noon. His body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Foul play is not suspected. A case involving the overdose death of a Fleming County man was recently dismissed by a grand jury. 35-year-old Travis Rourke of Ewing was charged with second-degree manslaughter. According to the arrest report by the Fleming County Sheriff's Office, on August 13, 2019, Joe Parker was found by Rourke in Parker's home on Helena Road, where he died from an apparent drug overdose. A death investigation was opened by the sheriff's office where, through the investigation, Rourke was found to be allegedly selling and providing heroin to Parker. The cause of Parker's death was determined to be from a drug overdose that contained fentanyl. Rourke's case was bound over to the grand jury in September of 2019. The grand jury found there was insufficient evidence to return an indictment against Rourke on Friday. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State senior punter Andrew Foster has been named once again on the preseason watch list for the Football Championship Subdivision Punter of the Year presented by the Augusta Sports Council in Georgia. The Knoxville, Tennessee native is one of just 20 punters on the list. He was also a finalist on the prior list in the 2020 season. The FCS Punter of the Year award will be voted on by committee and will be announced after regular season play concludes. For the third consecutive season, Foster averaged more than 40 yards per punt during the spring 2021 campaign. Six of his 36 boots went more than 50 yards as well. Foster led the Pioneer League in punting in 2019, averaging 41.8 yards on 53 boots. He launched 8 punts of more than 50 yards and 23 were downed inside the opponent 20-yard line. If Foster averages more than 40 yards per punt this fall, he'll become the first Eagle in program history to average more than 40 for 4 consecutive seasons. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, areas of fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny and hot throughout the day with a high near 93. Heat index values are expected to be as high as 102 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 70. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny and hot throughout the day with a high near 91. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies with a low around 69. And for your Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the early afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Lakin Hupp, Hallie Adams, Sarah Mead, Cassidy Stearman, Rachel Turner, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.